It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Brought to you in part by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Schwing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indest.
Let's add LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, along with Grittick Electrical and General Services, to our wonderful sponsors. And we're going to begin this morning talking about some high school basketball. Turbo, we got the good news and we got the bad news. Which one you want first?
I always like to get the bad news out the way.
I'm with you. Bad news, right down the road right there in Cade. Family Christian knocks out Episcopal School of Acadiana, 47-34, ends their run. Of course, it's, you know, the brackets, because of the split and everything, it was only the second round for them, but it was the semis. Get knocked out 47-34. So, great run for Coach Fathery. We had him on the show last week. I was hoping to get him on one more time at least for the finals. It's not going to work out. But as we discussed before, a Danny Broussard disciple, top 10 winningest coach of all time in the United States of America, Danny Broussard, you know, one of his disciples. So I know that he'll continue to do well for the Falcons. You ready for the good news?
Hit me.
St. Martinville, baby. Right there in the Ville. The Ville knocks off Wassman, the Wassman Wildcats, in Lake Charles, 56-49.
Amazing.
So the Ville will be in the finals. And look, not a crazy regular season in which they were predicted. You know, I am not in the middle of 4A non-select basketball, not big time in the know. But didn't seem to me that they were a team that was expected to do this well. But evidently they are gelling, peaking at the right time. Going to play Madison Prep in the finals on Thursday at 5.
Yeah, in the Burton Coliseum in good old Lake Charles.
It's, yeah, Lake Chuck,
they got,
baby,
that place prepared to play.
Absolutely. Hats off to everybody in Lake Charles for everything that they've had to deal with, what they've done to come back as they continue to come back. But a lot of success in the area this year in basketball. And
yeah, just strange year, though.
A lot of success. Yeah, a lot of success. Highland girls just come out of nowhere, make it to the finals. Now we've got St. Martinville in the finals. So really exciting time. Speaking of finals, Lady Cajuns basketball having a great year. Just needed that one last win to get the automatic bid into the NCAA tournament, but can't get it done versus Troy.
Yeah, but you know, I watched something, some of that game. I watched some of the other, and just when things are going against you, you know, they just, anyway. But the girls, what a year they had! And
absolutely.
Hopefully, they'll have a spot for them somewhere in that 64 field.
Yeah, because it just. I've discussed it before. I'll say it again. Lady Cajun basketball for a long time was a bit of a joke.
Atrocious.
You had the Kim Perrette era, who, of course, the late Kim Perrette, who's just a wonderful player person. But many of the years as I went through college and before and after, teams that just couldn't win five games a year. And now, just they're one of the top teams in the South. Just a great team, doing a great job of recruiting this area. Gary Broadhead, his name was going to come to me. Former Turlings coach, has just done a fabulous job.
Yeah, he really has. Considering where they were, just and a fundamentally sound coach too. Talked at it for the Turlings for years too. A lot of success there.
So on top of that, let's move on. A little NFL news. Dak Prescott, Cowboys. 4 years, $60 million. Let me repeat, 4 years, $160 million.
Yeah, I thought you missed a number.
$160 million. I'm multitasking here, answering a text that has, you know, a buddy of mine that wants to call on the show. 126 guaranteed. Okay, 126 guaranteed.
There was a kicker to that. I saw a caption yesterday about that. I want to say that why did I see 66 million signing bonus? Did I see that?
Well, all that matters is the 126 guaranteed. We've got a caller. Let's go ahead and get it.
All right.
Welcome to Bayou Sports.
Yes, sir. It's Josh Roseberry.
Hey, Josh, listen, I wanted to – so first of all right, you're a sports fan in general, okay? You just can't talk about LSU. You can talk about all kind of stuff. Did you see the Dak Prescott deal?
Yeah, I sure did.
126.
I'm a Dallas hater, so I didn't really study it.
Rosie.
I know it was too much money.
Well, it goes to show you how desperate people are for quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, it's because I don't yet see him as an elite guy, but he's still better than most. You got to give him that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's a good face of the program. He's a guy that's not going to go out and do stupid stuff. But what a lot of folks out there don't understand is this 126 guaranteed. Now, football is a little different from most other professional sports. Contracts are not guaranteed. So, in other words, if you get cut, they ain't got to pay you.
Yeah.
So, this 126 guaranteed, oh, my goodness.
I think Jerry Jones has a little dementia.
Oh, man. And, again, I don't know. I mean, I know everything's relative, and it's relative to the money that they're making and the TV contracts and all this stuff. But it just blows me away the amount of money being thrown around. 4 years, 126. Like I said, the 160 number, that blows me away a little. The 126 guaranteed is the one that's to me which is unprecedented.
They gave him a $66 million bonus.
Okay, that's what Turbo was just saying.
Yeah, I mean that's,
which is part of which is part of the guarantee. Okay, so the 66. So what you got? You got 34 plus 26, so that's 60 left. No, 70 left. 70 left.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, I was just looking at it just now, and it says signing bonus is $66 million, and then a record $75 million due in year one.
Jiminy Christmas.
Josh, I'm retired.
Josh, you think me and you could take that money and blow it in 1 year? What was it, Brewster's Millions, where they, it was Richard Pryor, he had to spend X amount of dollars in X amount of time.
$30 million in 30 days.
In 30 days, but it couldn't make him any money. It couldn't generate any money, and it was almost impossible for him to do. That's just incredible.
Stupid numbers, man.
Yeah. Okay. I read an article yesterday, and it's one, you know, there's publications everywhere, but this was a publication that often rates players. They rate returning players, of course. Now in the Twitter age and everything, everybody's got a little say-so on list of who's good, who's not, who's returning. This was pretty impressive. Top corners returning in the country in college football. On this list, Derek Stingley, number one. Eli Ricks, number three. The entire country. That's what this publication listed. That's pretty bold right there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's not really bold when you back it up.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, it's the passes defended versus interceptions for Ricks was stupid last year. Yeah. I mean, he had 20 passes that were thrown towards him. He picked four of them and he defended nine of them.
And that's why I get Josh Roseberry on the show, folks, because he could spit out information like that. This guy's got it. He didn't even have to. He just knew it. This guy knows it.
Well, let me tell you this. On Stingley missed three games last year. Stingley gave up 97 total yards last year. Guess 68 of them came from blown coverage. He thought he had coverage on top by Jacoby Stevens. He blew that.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith runs by him for 68 yards.
And then he was hurt.
We all know
he was hurt.
Devontae Smith.
Yeah, and he was hurt a lot of the year as well.
Yeah, ankle all bothering him. You know, he was, you know, and mental too. His dad put out something a couple of days ago about him being him needing to be mentally tough. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, last year when you got all your partners, all, first of all, we know LSU had a horrible locker room last year, which needs to be fixed because they won't overcome a bad locker room. I don't care how much talent they have, they will not overcome a bad locker room. So hopefully that gets fixed. It's hard when you've got a guy like Stingley that's when you're hearing, you know, because we know from the get-go there were rumors that certain players weren't happy with Coach O from the get-go, that they didn't feel supportive and some of their, you know, political issues. And of course, Pelini comes in, who's a screamer.
That's right.
Taking the place of Dave Aranda, who is the anti-screamer. He's the Tom Landry of... And that's before your time, but Tom Landry was a coach of the Cowboys that never that looked the same from start to finish, win, lose, draw, never changed his face. That was Dave Aranda. So now you get Pelini in there, who's a screamer, which honestly that screamer will do fine as long as your defense is playing well. But the second that defense isn't playing well and this guy's screaming and these kids hadn't been screamed at in the last couple of years, they're like, hey, the heck with this guy.
Yeah, they're not like us, Coach. We enjoy the screaming.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Hey, look, I was told many times that people came to Catholic High games more to watch me scream than watch the game.
That's right.
You know, so, okay, well, this is exciting. I mean, it backs up the whole DBU. You know, everybody, you know, Ohio State wants to be DBU. And look, all that stuff's a little stupid, let's face it, but it sure does back up the name DBU for LSU.
Yeah, it's a simple Google search. Google how many cornerbacks are still in the NFL from LSU.
Oh, it's crazy. It's just crazy. They're everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Even if you move to safeties, it's more corners. But safeties, corners, I mean, Jamal Adams, I mean, you can just go up and down all over the place. They're everywhere. And they're not only playing, but they're elite players.
Yeah, no doubt. And everybody better watch Jay Ward and McLaughlin this year, too.
Well, that's the guy. So, to me, he was my favorite story of the year. Number four guy gets thrown out there, I believe it was at Ole Miss, that he was just...
Ole Miss is when he had his pick.
Yeah. And again, it backed up my whole philosophy about, as long as you're on scholarship at LSU, you're a dude. Okay? You're a dude. I don't care if you're fourth team or first team. You're a dude. And when LSU started getting it together at the end of the year, okay, and beat Florida, beat Ole Miss, it was because they finally had a group of guys on the field that were bought in and they had something to prove. Too many guys on the field early in the year that, again, bad locker room, opting out,
horrible.
Yeah, just not bought in. And, you know, if you just go back and if LSU could have figured out a way to beat Mississippi State and Missouri.
To mention Vanderbilt.
You know, just the talk wouldn't be the same. You know what I'm saying? It would have been a totally different deal, even though they were still horrible, relatively horrible.
As an LSU fan, I disappeared last year for a little while until I got it back together.
Oh, it went from must-see TV, literally. You know, we were talking talking from a Cajun's perspective the other day, how unfortunate it was for the Cajuns to have had such a phenomenal year 2 years ago when it was put up against what LSU did. Because they really got outshone. And then last year, COVID, two of the greatest seasons in Cajun, the greatest two-year run ever. But when you go to 2 years ago, I'm talking to Derek Dooley, who's coaching with the Giants at the time. And he's like, Brent, I find time to either tape LSU or watch him every week. I mean, it's just a football guy, and I know he formerly coached at LSU, but I could guarantee you Derek could give a rat's butt if LSU wins or loses. But they were so good. I mean, you got guys all over the country that really just had all they were football fans, and it was must-see TV. So you go from must-see TV to last year, they're playing it, they're kicking off at 11, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to play golf.
Yeah. Well, I ain't going to play golf, I can tell you that, Coach.
So just amazing how the fortunes change. But, again, I appreciate your comments on the corners. I knew you would be able to throw out some definite stats that were going to back up this prediction for these two guys. And I guess all we can pray for now is they just stay healthy.
If any LSU fans out there, if you ain't watching what's going on with their fourth quarter program right now, man, you need to be tuned in. They're doing some good things over there.
Yeah.
Communication definitely looks like it's at top notch.
And again, just praying and hoping that they've got a group of leaders that will not let that locker room go in a different direction. And, of course, winning begats winning. And as long as they come out to shoot and take care of business, it makes it a whole lot easier for everybody to buy in and be on the same page.
And I'll end with this. Miles Brennan on fourth quarter looks like he ate a whole bunch.
Well, did you see? I saw a picture the other day. I thought it was – I'm like, that's not Miles Brennan.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
He's been sitting on the couch, I guess, man, eating cheeseburgers.
It looks like that guy ate Miles Brennan.
Yeah. He looks on every bit of, what, 218, 215?
Oh, I was guessing 230, man. I mean, that's what
–
God, doggy. He – you know, when I looked at him, I started thinking, this looks like Jason Pellerin. When Jason Pellerin left me to go to Ole Miss, he was 235. My God, the guy looked like a tight end.
Oh, yeah. Me and your buddy, Dworsik, was talking about it the other day, man. He looks, and doing fourth quarter like he is, looks like he's not hurt at all. I mean, he's shuttling, he's doing all kind of stuff, you know.
Well, he definitely had time off, you know, got to get his training table meals in and all that stuff. And evidently, he's just a late bloomer.
Because
I don't care how hard you work and how much you eat, genetics play way more of a role than all those things put together. So, but when you add proper eating, proper training to the genetics that evidently that were always coming with him, so it just becomes a perfect storm.
Yeah, absolutely. Spring kicks off next week, so we're really going to get to see some stuff. You know?
Okay, well, hey, that means we're going to be talking soon. You're going to have to give me weekly updates, see what's going on.
Yes, sir. No problem. I'm on it, I promise.
All right, brother. Good talking to you.
All right, guys. See y'all later.
Of course, that was my man Josh Roseberry with Fluid Crane Construction, who was one of our customers at Integrity Rentals. We're going to wrap that up. We are going to come back, and we are going to have a gentleman on the phone who is the director of the Chittimacha Louisiana Open, Mr. Danny Jones, and we're going to talk a little golf and what's coming up with the Chittimacha Louisiana Open right here. Ask Alexa, play Kane, 1240.
Be at the Quarter Tavern this Saturday for the rescheduled Mardi Gras brunch to benefit local charities. The live music begins at 10 with the Cajun Company Band, and at 2, it's the Basin Street Band. From barbecue to etouffee, fried fish, and more, a variety of food by local cooking teams. No charge, but donations will be accepted to benefit local charities. That's this Saturday. Doors open at 9 at the Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
It's a new year and new deals at Arsenault Ford. Right now, take $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Fusions.
$7,000 off!
Now that's a deal!
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane 107.5.
All right, we're back. I tell you, Turbo, it warms my heart to hear some of those commercials. I hear Christy McMath with Arsenal Ford. I taught her freshman English, and boy, she speaks so well, does so well. I got to believe I had something to do with that.
If not, you're in trouble.
Oh, I prayed for those kids every day, man. Fresh out of college and teaching five sections of freshman English, man. And my mother was so proud. She was more proud that I taught English than the fact that I was a head football coach for 25 years.
I can believe that with Miss Joyce. I can't believe that.
All right. Right now, so fired up to have Danny Jones, the director of the Louisiana Chittimacha Louisiana Open. Danny, how we doing?
Good morning, Brent. How are you this morning?
Man, you sound as excited as I am.
Well, when you just get off the treadmill doing a little 5K, you get the blood moving, you do pretty good.
That's what I'm talking about. Good for you, man.
Your days are better when you started out on the exercise.
You are correct. You know, and I'm one, man. I'm a late exerciser, but if I could just have the discipline to get up in the morning to do it, I know I would be better off. It would make my day better. You just inspired me.
Brent, it's the first time I did it since 2000. No, I'm just kidding.
That's good stuff right there. Okay, so Danny, man, such an exciting time, I know, for you as well as the area. I'm just going to give you, going back, so let's go back a year. And basically like today, or maybe Give me a reference. What day was it before the tournament that it got canceled relative to the week of the tournament?
Thursday, March 12th.
Okay, so.
If I knew the date precisely.
Yes, okay, well, which of course you would. It plays such a huge part in your life.
Yeah.
Well, to give you a little reference, I'm going to say on that day, as a matter of fact, it was that day, I was playing golf with a young man by the name of Danny Duplantis, who is a salesman for Mistras.
Mistras, yes.
Mistras, okay. And I just remember him like, oh, God, I hope they don't. Oh, you know, because for Mistras is one of your, I mean, I think it's listed as Chittimacha Open brought to you by Mistras, something. Isn't that
how? Yeah, the official title of the tournament is the Chittimacha Louisiana Open presented by Mistras.
Yeah.
Which is obviously the guy formerly known as Nature a few years back.
Correct, N-A-C-H-E-R, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so right there, I mean, Danny was just so distraught. And, of course, everybody at that time, they had so many different opinions of what was going on and what needed to be done. And, of course, it was, I'm sure, it was one of the most difficult decisions of your life as well as the – because I know you didn't make that decision by yourself, but that was a huge decision you guys had to make.
Well, you know, and look, I'll never forget. I was watching SportsCenter the night before, and that's when the Utah Jazz game and the Rudy Gobert situation happened. And then the next thing you know, the NBA had postponed their season. And you know, you kind of realize at that point that this is a bigger deal than
yep.
people think it is, whether, you know, regardless of what your opinions are about it today,
mm-hmm.
in the moment, it was, you know, a situation where you went, this is going to alter some things. And so Thursday morning, I mean, we had a conference call Wednesday afternoon, and this was not on our radar. And Thursday morning, by about 10:45, I got a call from the PGA Tour that Commissioner Jay Monahan was going to hold a press conference in 15 minutes and announce that the Players' Championship and all PGA Tour-sanctioned events were going spectatorless. And that was after the first day of the Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass. And so we adjusted for the next 9 hours, actually 10 hours. And then at 8:50 that night, I got word that the PGA Tour had suspended all championship play for the next 4 weeks. And, you know, it was a tough day. I'll admit this. I cried.
I bet, because you poor. No, I get it. When you're so passionate, and I've talked to so many people to tell me about how passionate you are about this event, you pour your life into this event. I know you do other things, but this is a huge part of what you do. Right. This is your state championship game, your NCAA finals, whatever you want to call it, your Super Bowl. And it just falls apart. And the thing is, it happened so quickly. You went from, you know, within a 48-hour period thinking, oh, we're going to be good, to we're going to beat this thing, to all of a sudden, bam, it's done.
Yeah, it was tough. It was, and it was obviously just the beginning. We didn't know what we were getting ready to come upon as a country, for sure, as a globe, if you even want to take it that far.
No doubt.
And, so it hurt. You know, you realize you do this for 51 weeks for that 1 week, and it wasn't going to happen. And we had just finished building skyboxes at noon that day, an hour after we got the word that we were no spectators. You know, all the clothes were in and sponsors on our clothes, and you go, you know, one of the first things you realize is, how are we going to pay all our bills? Because we immediately told every sponsor that they would have the option of a refund or to roll it over to 2021. And we got great support on rollover. Some people were scared about what may happen. They took, you know, a few people took the sponsorship back, but most of them came back this year. So, you know, we've really got great support. So the first thing is, how are you going to pay the bill? And we were very fortunate to have the PGA Tour behind us. The PGA Tour made our income statement zero for the year, and the Chittimacha Tribe gave us enough money to donate to the charities that we normally support too. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the Louisiana Open, Inc. is a nonprofit organization ourselves. We just happen to be a golf tournament that raises as much money as we can. And our sole mission, outside of bringing professional golf to Acadiana and bringing notoriety to Acadiana, is making a charitable impact. We've done over $5.1 million to charity since we started back in 1992. So to have the Chittimacha Tribe, you know, we don't have the most expensive title sponsor on tour by any means. We don't have TV, we don't have this. But I would put the loyalty of our title sponsor, the Chittimacha Tribe of Louisiana, up against any across the PGA Tour and all the PGA Tour sanctioned events. They've been with us since 1993. Wouldn't trade them for anybody.
And that's incredible because, you probably can't spit this out, but this is just rhetorical. How many out there can say that they've had the same sponsor
right.
since 19? That's crazy.
No, they've
I mean,
been,
you just think of the tour and, you know, Korn Ferry, just the different sponsors over time, the Nike, the this, the that, all the different tournaments you watch every week on TV. They change
right.
constantly.
Nonstop. And so, again, we've always told the PGA Tour, we're never going to be the biggest market. We're one of the smallest markets on this tour. So as long as they will have us, we'll be the little engine that could make a difference in our great community that is Acadiana.
Well, you certainly are. Talk a little bit about your relationship with Le Triomphe. Such a fine facility. And
not many people could say this one either, Brent, that we've had the same host course since we started in 1992.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a long time, it was owned by a different group than it is today. Then in Mr. Mowray, Mr. Paris Segura bought La Triomphe in several years ago. A decade plus ago, Mr. Mowray, you know, became the single owner of La Triomphe. And we have a gentleman that gets Lafayette, gets Acadiana. And when people say somebody has it, Mr. Mowray gets it when it comes to doing good stuff and helping this community out. We've had a great supporter. He puts out a first-class product in La Triomphe. And he's committed to his golf course. He's committed to his members, which in the turn helps us be committed to having a wonderful event here at Lafayette.
You know, going back, and I'm looking at your list of events,
I am correct to say that last year y'all actually got in the Monday Lords scramble.
We actually played it in June.
Okay, so that's what it was. Okay, because I played in it. I just couldn't remember when I played. Okay, I played with my brother Johnny, who used to be the chairman of something with, like, the head of the board of directors or whatever at Lords. So that was in June. That wasn't in March.
No, that was if I remember correctly, it was Monday, June the 29th. My day may be off. But it was an opportunity for us to still make sure that the Lord's Foundation.
Okay, so that happened. That happened after the fact. Okay,
correct.
Okay.
We didn't have any pros, and look, that's okay. At that point, everybody was adjusting on the fly to how can we still make our budgets, do what we need to do, and so we were able to do that for with the Lord's Foundation, with the Lord's Legacy Tournament last June, and we're back on the schedule again for next Monday with Lord's. But you know, I'm hoping just to bottle up this weather we've had today in the previous 3 days.
It's gorgeous.
Put it in a bottle and just sprinkle it over the next through March 22nd, if I can.
Now, moving through the week, I've got it in front of me, but I know you've got it off the top of your head. Why don't you go through the week? What's going to be happening at LT?
Well, unfortunately, in the middle of January, the decision was made to be no fans for the 2021 Chittimacha Louisiana Open presented by Ms. Strauss. It's a very unpopular decision. I understand it. I just need, you know, the word I need to get. And look, I got people on social media that I know that are bashing the decision and still have to this day. And all I ask them is to trust us that we want fans there more than anybody else, but to just trust us that we made the best decision possible to protect the integrity of the tournament, La Triomphe, our sponsors, our volunteers, our charities. Everybody associated with the Chittimacha Louisiana Open presented by Mistras, we made the best decision to protect the long-term integrity and safety of our community. It's not a popular decision. We understand it. It wasn't one we wanted to make. Just I ask you, if you're out there, just to please trust that we did what was right, and there were several factors that go into this that many people don't understand. All they say is, people are scared of this. Why are they doing this? It's outside. We get all that. This was the smartest thing for us to do for 2021.
Gotcha. And when you throw in the fact what you guys do for charity and whatnot, and people that don't follow golf, they don't understand what these golf tournaments bring
ultimately,
in.
Ultimately, the biggest one that was going to be hurt the most, you know, forget the fact that somebody at some point may come out and say the Louisiana Open was a super spreader event or this and that. And, you know, we don't want that by any means, because there's several sponsors that their reputation and their support for this tournament means a lot to us.
Correct.
And so a lot of people out there, so get past the safety of COVID. With the rules that were in place, if we were to have spectators and do things as we normally would have, the biggest loser of this would have been the charities, because no money would have gone to charity. And as it stands, even in a year with no spectators, the support we've gotten from the sponsors we've had for so many years, we're still going to give over $100,000 to charity this year. And for me, I can sleep at night having no spectators, knowing that we're still going to make an economic impact for our charities.
Absolutely. Well, Danny, I can't express enough our gratitude for you coming on the show, talking about this great event. And I hope yearly as we move on, we continue to do that. And I know next year, I mean, we're going to keep our fingers crossed, but we should be full bore again. Rocking and rolling.
I never would have thought a year later we would be dealing with this, but I understand it still exists. And I just want to real quick, you did ask, I know y'all are probably up against the break. I do want to recognize First National Bank of Generette, along with Dwight Andrews Insurance, who are our Wednesday Pro-Am sponsors. If we weren't able to have our Pro-Ams, we wouldn't be able to pay the bills, much less give the money to charity. 72 holes of championship golf will start on Thursday morning. Just trust us. Follow us in the media. Support us on social media if you can. This is still a great event, and God willing, we will be back in 2022 the way we were in 2019. Hard to say that, but that's the truth.
Well, I assure you that here on Bayou Sports, we will be doing our due diligence to cover each round. Of course, the weekend I'll be able to get to on Monday, but Thursday and Friday we'll be following. And also on behalf of Teddy Sliman made this happen. Of course, we had Theodore on the show yesterday, which I had a blast. Theodore is a bit younger than me, but we grew up together, and so I know that you know those folks extremely well.
Yeah, good friends, good people for sure. So I just need to ask, who's number 39 on your list? I don't know if you've announced this morning.
I can't give it up yet.
I can't.
All right. Just
okay,
checking.
But okay. Follow it. You know, if you get to listen. If not, look on Facebook. I'm fired up because I tell you what, this wrestling list, man. Every morning I get up at 5:15 and I go through the show and I make sure I'm ready. And it's really hard because, you know, you got the good guys, the bad guys, and I grew up hating the bad guys, but they had an effect. They were important. So actually, the lower on my list are some of the bad guys. So I do have a. I'll give you that. We got a villain coming up.
Well, I'll enjoy following it, and I appreciate you guys promoting the tournament. And if you get up at 5:15, just get up at 4:45, and go run a little bit.
Oh man, you're killing me!
Y'all have a great day.
All right, Danny, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great talking to that gentleman. You can feel the energy. I love energy, man. The energy from this guy coming to talk about his product and what he's doing. Fired up about that.
Yeah, he just, Mike Murray, the owner of that course now, just, I'm going to give him a little plug here. He's helped numerous people, including the New Iberia Museum over the years, too, with a nice, very nice donation.
Well, of course, my sister-in-law, Kathy Indest, I'm sure that she's very appreciative to him. For all that he does, because I know that's her baby.
Go way back with Mike as we were bankers back in the 70s. So,
bankers in the 70s.
Mike was...
plaid pants and everything.
Oh, yeah, with the
striped... Leisure suit?
No, striped tie. Never owned a leisure suit.
I owned a leisure suit when I was 10 years old. I got pictures to prove it.
Not me. Got me those cotton shirts and ties.
All right. We're going to be right back. We're going to get Brendan Boudreau, Highland Baptist baseball coach, on the line as we return right here at Bayou Sports, Kane1240.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies, such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
It's a new year and new deals at Arsenal Ford. Right now, take $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Fusion.
$7,000 off!
Now that's a deal!
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Kip Sonier. Friday, Beauty of Gray. Saturday is the rescheduled Mardi Gras brunch with Cajun Company Band at 10 and Basin Street Band at 2. And Sunday, it's Gerard Delafosse. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in the Barrie. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies, such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, great interview earlier with Danny Jones, the director of the Chittimacha Louisiana Open, brought to you by Mistras. Now moving on to some Bayou area sports, Highland Baptist Bear baseball. We got Brennan Boudreaux. Brennan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man. So happy to have you on the show. Brennan, I know a lot of coaches in the area. Relative to your picture, I can tell I'm quite a bit older than you are. So I'm not sure if we've ever crossed paths. Tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, and your baseball background.
So this is my fourth year with the program, and I kind of got an opportunity at a young age. I got the head job when I was 20. Actually, I was still in college. So I was at NISH in high school, played all 4 years there, had some small school opportunities to continue playing, but just didn't feel like it was the right situation for me. And coincidentally, my first year in college, I got an opportunity to start coaching at the middle school level. And then fast forward a couple years, doors were opened, and I got to step into the varsity head coaching role. And I was then full-time on staff here at the school. And now 4 years later, I'd like to think we're starting to build something special from the ground up. So it's pretty cool to see.
That's great. And it's that you throw in Coach Hudson, who I'm sure – Coach Hudson was probably athletic director and head football coach during your time as a Yellow Jacket.
Yeah.
Would I be correct?
Yes, sir. I actually played football for him as well when I was there. So when we got the news that he was coming here, it was pretty exciting. I got to sit down and talk to him before it was official, and we kind of just reminisced on some things, and I told him kind of how it's going to look from NISH to Highland, because there's obviously some differences. Kind of told him what he can expect. But, yeah, I'm actually on staff with him as well with football. And it's pretty cool. All our entire football staff is NISH alumni. So it's pretty much like being back at NISH.
That's what I was alluding to. You've got quite the pipeline of former NISH guys. As well as the previous head football coach, I know, and everything, which is, I would think you guys would just, it'd be so easy to work well together because y'all have that common background and have all been around each other.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, let's talk about what you're looking at this year. I know last year was just a cluster, everything just got, torn apart at the last second. The seniors really got the shaft. But you got to move on. You got to do what you got to do. So what are we looking forward to seeing with Bear baseball this year?
Well, this is going to be a senior-driven team for us. Actually, this is going to be, in my fourth year, this is going to be the first time, as long as things go expected, that we're able to have a senior night. My first 2 years, I had no seniors. Last year, we only had two, but that season got cut short. This year, we have nine.
Oh.
And they're going to be playing some key roles for us. So we're very senior-driven, but at the same time, we currently have two freshmen that are playing major roles for us. So we got a good mix of older guys playing their role as well as younger guys stepping into to roles maybe some didn't expect.
Interesting. And, of course, when you get to, of course, when you were at NISH,
mm-hmm.
A freshman playing varsity ball, I wouldn't say unheard of, but it didn't happen very often. But when you're at, because I've coached at the AA level for many years, mm-hmm. right here at the single, you have to expect those young guys to be able to step up and play.
Yeah, it's especially from a numbers perspective. Sometimes freshmen have to step in immediately into starting roles. Fortunately, this year we have enough upperclassmen to where they're not forced into any roles, but early on in the season, they've stepped up when others have, and they've earned their spot. But we have some talented freshmen that I anticipated coming in and working their way into rotations. But the two that I have stepped up even more than I anticipated, and they're actually leading us offensively right now.
Impressive. Why don't you talk about maybe some special guys that you have? I know it's sometimes difficult to single guys out, but maybe some of your senior leaders, guys that have been with you that you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, I would say the team's not going to run with two of our guys. We have Sadler Delahousie behind the plate, who's a senior for us. Real physical kid, natural leader. He's going to hit in the middle of the lineup always. He's actually been turned over the reins to calling games behind the plate now. Just a real leader on and off the field.
Well, he must be because if you're allowing him to call pitches, that's a big job. And of course,
yeah.
he can feel it. He's there. He knows how the ball's dropping. He knows how it's breaking. He knows if the fastball's got pop.
Yeah. So we go forward with the game plan before we started out, and then inning to inning we make some adjustments. But as far as in game, he's calling the pitches as of now. And I mean, at some point you just got to give your leader some responsibility and see if they could roll with it. And so far, I mean, we've been through six games at this point. So far, he's been doing a great job for us behind the plate.
Yeah, well, I saw y'all beat the britches off of Homer Christian. Was that in your most? Is that your most recent game, 11-1 over Homer?
Yes, sir. That was last night.
Okay, and I mean, they've had some teams. I believe one of their guys is playing at LSU right now. One of LSU's better players is a Homer Christian product.
Yeah, Gavin Dugas. He's a Homer Christian alum.
Yeah.
And typically they have a very solid baseball program, and they've been competitive through their first few games. I think we kind of had the right game plan going in, and we played with a lot of confidence and jumped on them early. And that's a huge effort, I would have to say, is our starter on the mound, Ryan Bro. I mean, he threw a complete game in only 78 pitches. He pounded the zone early, was working three different pitches for strikes, and we played sound defense behind them and then swung well offensively. So it was a full team effort.
That's a recipe for winning games. Well, just moving on lastly, how about your district? What do you think that's looking like, teams that you need to look out for that's going to be in the upper echelon?
I would say our district's usually competitive at the top. I think it's going to be led with Central Catholic. I know that's always a well-coached team out there. They have two dominant arms, especially at the 1A level, both playing collegiate baseball. They're going to be a team to watch out for, as well as Covenant Christian. They're always a solid baseball program. They usually make runs deep into the playoffs. Those two, VC, is always another one. But I think this year, more than any other, it's kind of up for grabs. I know the two what normally would be powerhouse teams are somewhat down as far as their overall team is concerned. So I think it's once we get into district play, it's anybody's for the taking, whoever's playing the best baseball at that time.
Well, Coach, really appreciate you coming on the show, and I hope that you will join us again at least a couple more times once you start getting in the district and getting the playoffs. We'd love to talk to you again. We want to promote your program. We want to promote all of our Bayou sports programs. As I've told a lot of the coaches before, if you've got a fundraiser coming up, a hit-a-thon, whatever, you don't have to pay for it. You don't need an ad. You just let me know, and I'm going to push it for you right here on Bayou Sports to help you guys out. And, again, really appreciate you coming on the show.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me.
Okay, take care of yourself. Tell Coach Hudson I said hello.
Will do.
All righty. Okay, enjoyed talking to that fine young man.
Started the program coaching at 20, impressive.
Hey, no doubt. Got thrown into the fire and seems to be doing a great job. New Iberia product, love to see those guys stay home. Nish Yellow Jacket,
yeah, you just
living right here.
Change one color, black to green.
Hey, that's all right. Gold. Just stay in home, man.
That's right.
You know, it took me a while to come back, and of course, you definitely don't want to throw any stones at anybody that leaves, because everybody's got to do what they got to do. But you really get fired up about those people that stick around, man.
Well, you're right.
You know, make New Iberia a better place. With that, we're going to talk a little sports history. We're going to talk a little wrestling. We're going to talk about Catholic of Baton Rouge, which
I realize that's not Bayou area, but just hired a new coach, and I think that's the marquee job in the state of Louisiana. So I think that deserves a little lip service. So we're going to talk about that in a minute when we come back right here, 367-1240, www.tane1240.com.
Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation has been keeping Acadiana strong and healthy since 2003. We have the highest level of trained and licensed physical therapists who will customize a treatment plan to get you results. Plus, the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device. And we provide optimum care with both state-of-the-art equipment and drug-free techniques like dry needling and blood flow restriction therapy. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Hey, guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Okay. Just after 8 a.m. right here in beautiful New Iberia on the Bayou Tesh. Talking a little Bayou Sports. Like I said before, Catholic of Baton Rouge, who just lost Gabe Fertitta, who went to coach at the University of Louisville. I didn't make many calls to find out what was going on with this job because I didn't want to get through. I didn't want my name to get, because I'm out. I'm like Kramer. I'm out. But I was very curious to see who was going to get this job because there had to be heavy hitters lined up for this one. I truly believe it is the best job in the state of Louisiana.
You really believe that? Catholic High Baton Rouge,
yes.
The Bears.
Yes.
They're not the Golden Bears. Are they?
No.
They're just
no.
The Bears.
They're the Bears. They call themselves the Kerr Dogs.
I
believe that's the best job.
I never would have thought that.
I believe it's the best job in the state of Louisiana. And made that way. Best high school job.
Yeah.
By Dale Weiner and Fertitta carrying it on. Young man by the name of David Semino, who was at Catholic High Point Capee. So he's just going from one Catholic to another. Gets the job. It's going to be interesting. David is a triple option guy. He's a Parkview Baptist guy. Okay? And it's going to be interesting to see because I know, like, I'm a wing T guy. When I went to Cairn Crow, I had some of these 5A blue bloods. Are you going to really run the wing T at the 5A level? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm going to,
we're going to go to the state finals, and Alex Johnson's going to rush for 2,500 yards, and Jalen Nixon's going to throw for 1,800 yards, and we're just going to beat the brakes off everybody and average 52 points a game. So, but there are a lot of people at these elite schools that look with disdain upon the triple option on the wing tee. Now, of course, the split back veer has made such a comeback, not only because it's been with Acadiana for forever, but Karen Crow has adopted it because Gavin Peters, the former one of the former offensive coaches for Acadiana, brought it to Karen Crow. But it'll be interesting just to see how that evolves, to see if he sticks with the spread system, because I know they probably have great assistants at Catholic. I need to find out if Neil Weiner even applied for the job. Dale's son, who is very successful high school coach at Dunham. Another great job right there. Derek Stingley, an alumnus of Dunham. Before we get to number 39, let's talk a little history. We've been talking about, it's like Babe Ruth has been coming up every day. So we talked about 1927. He signs for a ridiculous amount at the time. I think it was 70 a year. No, it was 60 a year.
80.
No. In 1930, it became 80 a year.
Oh, excuse me. All right.
And now we pushed to 36. So where was he in 36? Well, actually, he was retired, but the Cincinnati Reds tried to get him to come back, and he didn't do it.
Yeah, he was coaching.
He turned him down in 36.
He coached for the Dodgers, the Brooklyn Dodgers, for a little while.
Yeah. I wonder if he still had any money left.
Who knows? Hopefully. Ruth was a pretty big spender.
Oh, so, I know he was.
Especially for kids.
He was a big cat daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He liked to have a good time. 1946, Ted Williams. The Ted Williams. Offered $500,000 to play in the Mexican League. $500,000 in 1946.
Just unbelievable.
$500,000 in 1946.
Never heard about that. You telling me that?
And he turned him down.
The splendid splinter.
Oh, my God. What a hitter.
And Drew Brees wears number 9 because of him.
Impressive. I mean, you throw in Rod Carew, Pete Rose. You throw those Tony Gwynn. I mean, there's only a few guys that could hit a baseball like Ted Williams. Just a freak. Not necessarily a power hitter, but just put the bat on the ball. I mean, 300 to him was a given. It was he going to push it to 380? Challenged 400.
He could hit.
1991, Louisiana product, Joe Dumars begins his free throw streak, which ended up being 62 games for the Detroit Pistons. Very underrated player. One of the greats of all times. I throw him, and again, we're going to say it because I'm a Louisiana product. I'm a South Louisiana product. I'm going to throw out Joe Dumars and Andrew Toney as two of the most underrated players in the history of basketball.
Yeah, played at Central up in Natchitoches, North Central.
Just Joe Dumars. He was the good guy of the bad boys.
Boy, is that saying a mouthful.
But he was the good guy of the bad boys. I mean, you had Lambeer, you had all those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But he was the good guy. Now, of course, he was there for Isaiah, and he was there for Lambeer, and he was there for all those guys. But he wasn't going to start it. He was going to help him out, you know, maybe shove Larry Bird here and there, do what he had to do to Kareem or James Worthy or Michael Jordan or to whoever. But he was definitely the good guy of the bad boys. Class act.
And, you know, Norbert
McNeese High, State Cowboy.
Yeah, and Norbert High beat the high school team he was on 1 year, too.
Really?
In the playoffs. That's correct.
Just a tremendous player.
He was.
All right. Finishing up, number 39. Now, what is that in French? You told me the break. What is 39 in French?
39.
39.
39, yes.
I lose it after I get to 29.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I forget my age, too.
I have to go talk to my mother about that after a while. I'm going to visit her today.
All right.
Talk a little French numbers. She often looks at me and she says, "And on what the Father, the Fils, and the Saint Esprit, amen." You know, she does a little sign of the cross.
Oh, yeah.
You know. The number 39 wrestler of all time, of Coach Indest all time. Again, I want to reiterate the rules here. This is the guys that affected me. Again, I quit my hardcore watching of wrestling probably in my later years in college. My future wife probably had something to do with that. I became more cultured. You know, I started
picking up my pinky when I drank coffee. I don't even think I drank coffee back then. But anyway, actually my grades got better. The second I started dating Tina, man, I went from a 2.5 guy to a 3.6, 3.7 guy in a second. Oh, I'm telling you, man, she completely turned me around.
That's a blessing.
No doubt. But again, so there's no Stone Cold Steve Austin's, who, of course, iconic guy, Goldberg's. There's none of those guys. There's The Rock. If these guys weren't prevalent between the mid-70s and 87-ish around that time, I'm not going to get it. They're just not in my wheelhouse. And this is a bad guy. When I say this is a bad guy, this is a bad guy.
Chair throwing?
Okay. Well, this guy, he was famous. This guy was referred to as the evil Arabian sadist.
I think I remember.
Cut himself all the time. And would the bloodiest, I'm telling you, thank God this was pre-HIV. Because
right.
This wouldn't have happened. Okay. Yes. Of course, we know if you are a wrestling fan that back in the day the wrestlers would regularly, they would have razors in their fingers and they would cut themselves or cut their opponent just to draw the blood. Didn't do it as much on TV, but when it was Mid-South at night, wherever it was, okay, whether it was in Shreveport or it was Georgia Wrestling in the Omni or wherever it was, believe me, there was blood. Abdullah the Butcher.
I remember that name.
Abdullah the Butcher. Born Lawrence Robert Shreve. Born 1941. Known for his hardcore bloody blading is what they called it. Ric Flair was a blader himself. Of course, Ric Flair will come later in the countdown. He was a blader himself. Rick was a bleeder. Cut himself. The infamous Dusty Rhodes. Son of a plumber. Dusty Rhodes. What you don't get about these guys is how athletic they were.
As big as they were, too.
I mean, okay, for you to do the flips and the different things that these guys did, you couldn't be a bad athlete. You just couldn't. Even Andre the Giant. These guys were athletes. Abdullah the Butcher was a seventh degree grandmaster in judo and also was in karate. Okay? Started wrestling in 1958. One of the greatest rule breakers of all time. According to what I read, one of the first guys to bring a chair in the ring and hit a guy with a chair, which, of course, has become a staple. I mean, that's a staple. You know, everybody does it now, okay? But brought a chair in the ring and whacked a guy across the back of the head with the chair. Another interesting tidbit. I thought the guy just flat out didn't speak English. Well, you know what? He did. But it was just part of his deal. And he always had a manager to speak for him. Do we have a caller?
We must.
We'll take it. Hello, you're on with Bayou Sports.
Hey, this Coach?
Yes.
Coach Ricky, you know who his manager was, huh?
Okay, so he had like 25 of them, Ricky. Jim
Skandar,
Cornette. Okay, so Skandar one time.
Born.
Okay, and look, another guy that's on my list. The great
Skandar Akbar. Oh, yeah.
That is good stuff, man. Oh, yeah, because, again, I really thought the guy couldn't speak English. But English was his first language, so he always had to have a manager to speak for him.
That's right, Coach. But Skandar Akbar is back in the Andre Giant days, too.
Oh, that's some good stuff, man.
Oh, yeah. Coach, have a good day, buddy.
Thank you, Ricky. That is our man, Ricky Watkins. When you want to listen to him talk a little hunting and fishing, Friday at 7:15, right before my show, 7:15 to 7:45. Always had a manager and known for a great late in the mid to late 80s, great rivalry with the great Kabuki. Okay, the great Kabuki was the Oriental guy that would blow the powder, the poison powder in his opponent's face. Abdullah the Butcher. I mean, what a great name.
It was. It still is.
Folks, you just got to understand, man. This was such a part of my young life. My brother Joey and I, everything we saw, we mimicked it. We're watching it. We're doing it. We're on the living room floor practicing every move there was.
So, good old Abdullah. I think he's still with us. I think he's still alive. It did not see a death date on the different, you know, looked at Wikipedia, looked at some different things, watched a couple of matches with him and Kabuki last night.
That's a YouTube.
I will say this. The older generation needs to get on the YouTube bandwagon, man. It's just amazing what you can. My daughter, I insisted that she knew what Schoolhouse Rock was.
Oh, that's true.
I insisted. She gets on. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
Conjunction.
I mean, conjunction, junction, what's your function?
That's right.
Okay? I insisted that she. I learned the preamble to the Constitution
because
of Schoolhouse Rock. But again, YouTube, great stuff.
Yep, you're right.
Okay, so that wraps what? Today's Tuesday? Is today a Tuesday?
All day.
It's all day today's Tuesday. Are you certain about that?
Absolutely, except if it rains. It'll be a rainy Tuesday.
I got you. Okay, so tomorrow, excited. George LaFrance.
Yes.
Late bloomer. Absolutely. A heck of a player here in New Iberia's Yellow Jacket. But a late bloomer goes on small college and ends up being arguably the greatest legend in the history of arena football.
Pretty much.
Hall of Fame arena football guy. Okay. I think my mother may have taught him at North Street at one point. So excited to have him on board for tomorrow. I'll be posting some pictures of him later, along with Abdullah. And also, Andrew Madden, a young man who is now the head baseball coach for the Delcom Panthers, having a great year. Actually, Andrew worked for me for a year or two at Catholic High. Just a great guy. Married into the Como family, Troy Como's family here in town with EP Bro Electric. And so happy to have Andrew on the show. And we will see you same bat time, same bat channel, right here at 367-1240, www.kane1240.com. And we will be back, Turbo.
All right. You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.